Coons, Biden classified docs not an issue keeping Americans up at night. By Pam Key on January 22, 2023. Senator Chris Coons, DITA, said Sunday on ABC's This Week that the discovery of classified documents in President Joe Biden's private residence and office was not an issue that's keeping Americans up at night. Anchor Martha Raddatz said, "President Biden said this week that there's no there there. And he has no regrets in how this was handled." 24 hours later, federal investigators searched his home and found six more classified documents. Coons said, "It's important that President Biden is someone who respects the rule of law and the importance of classified documents, and this was a consensual search." The Department of Justice was invited to come to his home and to search every nook and cranny, top to bottom, to find anything they possibly could. "I think that's in fairly sharp contrast to the other president, former President Trump, who has also had a real challenge with the Department of Justice because he refused a consensual search. As this plays out, the two special counsels who have been appointed, appropriately, by Attorney General Merrick Garland to get to the bottom of this will show us a fairly sharp difference in intent and in response. I'm confident that President Biden has said truthfully that there's no there there. And in the end, we'll see this was just an inadvertently matter of filing, in sharp contrast to his predecessor." He added, "I also don't think this is an issue that's keeping Americans up at night. I think they're worried about much more day-to-day things, like inflation, prescription drug prices." Raddatz asked, "You don't think there will be any political fallout from this?" Coons said, "Well, I think the fallout is right now. We're talking about this instead of President Biden's leadership on confronting Russian aggression in Ukraine or talking about something I do think is on people's minds. The potential of a debt ceiling fight and a default. The political fallout is that it's going to take focus and attention." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.